Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this new day, and thank you for this wonderful word that changed everything, that changed heaven and changed earth and made it all new, and that we can, as new creations, know that and behold, everything is new. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. It's Psalm 118 and it's verses 22 to 24. And it says, "The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone," or the head of the corner. "This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." That's just so beautiful. The builders were the Jewish nation, and Jesus came to them in that, but they rejected him. But he became the chief cornerstone, the beginning of a new and a better covenant. And when did this happen? John saw this in Revelations 5, is when he saw that there was no one to open the scroll. And that I believe is the word of God, the wisdom of God, the bring about the plan of God. And then John was weeping, and then the angel said, "Don't weep. There, behold, the Lamb of the tribe of Judah," and it's Jesus. And he goes up and he takes the scroll, and that is the turning point, guys. That's the turning point of everything. It's from there that the devil was cast out. Jesus takes a place on the right hand, interceding for man. The righteous that were in the old covenant that were waiting in Abram's bosom were then ushered into heaven. So now man is in heaven. So heaven has become pure and beautiful. And from there on, the Spirit has then been brought to mankind. So, and the kingdom of bringing about the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And now suddenly man can enjoy their God, and God can enjoy their man, enjoy man. And that's why he encourages us to come out from the darkness, and so that he can wipe away all our tears and be a father to us. So it's a turn of mighty things, but also in the beauty of just seeing, yeah, right at the last words we read here, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it." That when this happened, this ushered in the day. And what is the day? The day of salvation. That's why the word tells us today is the day of salvation. Amen. When we come to salvation. So, and then also it says the path of the righteous, Proverbs 4:18. It says the path of the righteous is like the sun that rises. It gets brighter and brighter until full day. So you see, this is a symbolic day that came in Jesus, and now he's ruling and reigning until all darkness is crushed under his feet. He's ruling and reigning to draw all mankind unto him. He's ruling and reigning to bring about the glory that he has to all mankind, so that the kingdom of God can be established on earth as it is in heaven. Or you can say also the glory of God can be established on earth as the waters cover the sea. That this is the day that the Lord has made. And it's the heart of God, the goodness of God has taken place. That's why it says in Ephesians 1 verse 3, he says, "Blessed be God our Father, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places." He's blessed because we have been blessed. And what's the beauty of this? So this is Jesus ruling and reigning now, from 2,000 years ago, and that's when everything happened, and that's what the enemy doesn't want us to know, that everything's done and everything's available to come into this great salvation and return to all that we lost in Adam has been restored in Christ. But then what I just want to point out here, the stone which a builder has rejected is the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. Of God are we in Christ Jesus. It's God done it. Amen. Who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness. That's everything, as we already shared according to Ephesians. But then it says, and it is marvelous in our eyes. You see, when we the gospel came to us, and the Spirit enlightened us to see, hey, the doors are open. We can come out of darkness into His marvelous light. That's when the day started for us. And the Bible says in Colossians 1:13, we were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of His love. So you see, so there now the day came for us. So in the path of the righteous as the sun that rises gets brighter and brighter until full day. So from that moment on, we entered into the plan that God has for us, that which He predestined us, He called us to, and He makes us right, and then He glorifies us. So our path is to fulfill the destiny, the plan that's written in heaven for us. So that's the day that the Lord has made. And this is all prophetic, found in Isaiah 32, where it says, the king will reign in righteousness, and rulers will rule with justice. And he goes on to say, each one, amen, this is the people that's called and justified and glorified by the Lord. He says, each one will be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.